asking for help. You all are looking for that balance, and the angelic kingdom is gearing up to help you. All you have to do is ask for the angels, and they will help you in any way you ask. If you say, "Oh, I have a headache," ask them to help you with the headache. "I need to lose weight." Ask the angels to help you with losing weight. Do you ever think about asking the angels to help you? What about addictions? Ask the angels to help remove the habit of addiction. Are there any particular angels that we should ask for help? The angelic kingdom is very malleable, so whichever angels work for you is fine. Whichever angels you need will be there for you. Archangel Gabriel just said, "Through what I am for you in this area, I can assist." The point is that you can ask for help, and that is where you are, many of you. You have said, "I am going to do this myself." And the universe said, "Good," but not necessarily by yourself. That is where you are. So you can ask for help, and please do so. One of the most wonderful energies is Adonis and Melchior. And there is certainly some other teachers that are just as wonderful that you can work with. But the earth itself, in her beauty, is also, with all the names that you have ever known, is available. Have you ever tried to say all of the names of the earth that you know? Try it. See what happens. You are going to get an energy response. That's kind of fun to do. So, how many names do you know? Mother Earth, Terra, Virga, Gaia, Hopotuanuku, and that's just to name a few during the history of Earth's existence. When you call on the Earth by all of her names, you get a different perspective. You get help from a slightly different point of view because she pays attention. "No one has called me that name in a long time," she will say. Why is that important? Because it begins to help you to approach things from different points of view as far as your own integration is concerned. Now, you may have an area, as we have talked about, that hook, and you've been hooked to it so much that you are looking at it only from this point of view. You could identify this hook and say, "There you are. You are a burden on me, and I give you thanks, for you no longer serve me, and I no longer have to carry you around." As you begin to use this cosmic perspective, you can approach that hook. You can look around and call the earth from this point and name, and then from another. "Help me look at this. I knew you as this name, so let's look at it from this point of view instead." And as you begin to do that, it gives you a really fresh way of approaching an area that you may have gotten into a rut working on. "I have worked on this so much. I'm tired of working on it. This has been a block of mine. And how can I get rid of it?" Perhaps there is an area you don't know you are working on. You only know that your life is not yet as unlimited as you would like it to be. Maybe you don't feel quite satisfied. One of the questions that I get the most is, What in the world are the purposes of my soul? Whatever they are, you have not yet focused on them enough to really see what they are. Try this technique. Call upon the earth. Now, if you are asking for the purposes of your soul on the earth, do you think the earth has some knowledge about that? It is part of the earth's plan, so ask the earth to help you with it. We are literally talking about a divine being. We are talking about the energy put together by the planetary logos, Sanat Kumara. Where did Sanat Kumara get the energy to build this overall structure on the earth? Have you ever thought about that before? It came from all of you. It's your energy. From any soul that has ever come to earth, he took all that energy, put it together, and then put that energy in his heart and gave birth to it. This is the conceptual framework, the overall framework within which the earth lives and all of you live. The energy went through a process, but the point is that this process is very much a part of you, and you can use it. It is a resource of yours that I don't think many of you have called upon very much. You might also learn to call upon the Planetary Logos headquarters. There is a headquarters on this planet, and where is it? It's on the etheric level. There is some of it in the earth, but it is called Shambhala or Amenti. Although through Earth's history, there have been many different names. You could see how many names you could find for calling the Earth's headquarters. Some of you have done meditations there, and some of you have not. If you go into that energy, there is a strength, a resource of the whole plan for the earth that you can contact. Sanat Kumara has put together what he calls an energy garden. It is a garden that has energy flowers, wonderful energy that you can contact in Shambhala. There's nothing more supportive. Perhaps you are looking for support. Perhaps if your emotional body is saying, poor me, I'm tired, I'm doing all these things, and I still don't know who I am. Well, there is a wonderful place in Shambhala, this energy garden, where you can feel the support of someone who cares and has always cared about you. Many traditional religions, not so much now, but in the past, have reached this level to worship God, which was Sanat Kumara. The father was Sanat Kumara. Certainly, Sanat Kumara steps down the energy from a higher level. He has always done that. But there is a sense of the father in this energy. This is wonderful because, basically, all that exists is all of you plus the Creator. You are all co-creators together with the Creator. That is all that is. As you figure out your relationship to the Creator, then you are what He is. That is all that exists. It's very simple. Are you glad to know that it's really this easy? The journey of life is about figuring out who am I in relationship to the one that created me. And the gift that the Creator gave me is unlimited expression. Why am I not expressing in an unlimited way yet? And have I failed because I haven't? How do I get in touch with this unlimited expression? Do you recognize these questions? Well, they are happening on many levels within you, and this cosmic walk-in is one way to access them. Do you believe it will be interesting to introduce your cosmic walk-in to Sanat Kumara? Does he know you and your cosmic walk-in? Well, of course he does. But how about through your consciousness, bringing your cosmic walk-in perspective, marching up to Shambhala and saying, "Here I am. Here is a cosmic part of me I want to introduce to you. What are patterns in the plan? I, Vaiwamas, never do anything without intent, and I have intent to help you. I am what is called a spiritual psychiatrist, so we go deeply into issues here. I do this on the inner level also. So what are we energizing here? We are energizing what I call divine equality, your equality with the planetary logos. Because there are of you who are going to be a planetary logos one day. It is not far off. It will happen in this cosmic day. Many of you are going to grow up to be what Sanat Kumara has become. And if not, then maybe your role is to be a galactic logos, or maybe a universal logos. Whatever it is, you need to get used to the idea of divine equality, of really understanding divine equality. As great as you think these beings are, you are just as great. You are not any better, but you are just as great. In these inner dialogues with divine equality, you begin to energize that within your subconscious mind. I did not say control. I did not say manipulation. I said divine equality. There is a balance that is needed here. How many of you can feel there is just a lot going on here with the Earth's changes? Opening the cosmic walk-in energies. I, Vaiwamas, would like to show you something. Follow me, either with your knowingness or with your clairvoyant abilities, because around your energy, we have placed a particular energy that really illustrates, energy-wise, what I'm saying about the cosmic walk-ins. We have placed a white energy against the ceiling. Again, use your spiritual knowingness. The ceiling has some white clouds and some pink clouds. The angels have salted the energy for me with clouds. Coming from this is a flow of violet and a flow of pink and green and blue and many of the colors of the rainbow. When the clouds reach us, we will call this our cosmic room. On the physical level, flowing over the floor of this room is a lot of green, a very lovely green. If we were to look at this in the third dimension, although we have set it up with a fourth dimensional flow, we would see a precise rainbow, like a rainbow stripping, and then a swirling. This comes into physical level and kind of blends into that green, and you cannot really tell there are other colors. You might get a glimpse of violet once in a while, or a glimpse of pink, or a glimpse of blue, but it's really settled down to the green. In this new opening that we have called the cosmic walk-in, what we are seeing is almost like an energy trench. There is an opening here, the white color that comes together in what we call a trench. It is not a sharp division, But there is an energy flow that rolls down into this green. Through this is coming a pink. We put the trench all along the center of the room. There are banks of white, or walls of white, all the way up and down. Coming in now is some violet, and now there's some blue, and here comes some yellow, and here comes some pink. The colors are really coming in. They're coming down. They're stimulating. They're igniting. The colors are coming into the green, and now ignite, 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 ignite. There is an ignition on this physical level, energy-wise, from the cosmic walk-in. That is this energy opening up from a very basic level. In this case, it is the galactic core, the galactic perspective. If you will look, my friends, with your mind's eye, you will see that this is one such entity trench. You will have to stretch a little. Stretch with me. You're going to see the cosmic room. There is an almost unlimited number of these trenches that have been added through what we call alternate realities, or the other perspectives or choices that you didn't make in this reality. If you're not able to see the cosmic room with your mind's eye, that's okay. But use your knowingness to really sense life swirling all around you, to sense these possibilities coming in and moving in a very, very, very cosmic manner. I would now like to speak about the time of harvest. When we begin to speak about a time of harvest, we have to know that we are preparing for the acceptance of a new level, for really using a new level that is opening. When we speak about harvest, then we know we're getting close to recognizing and using the particular strengths or point of view that we have been trying to harvest or integrate. I feel that some of you will have done that already, and others will be doing it. The preparing for harvest also gets into the making of space for new perspectives. Some of you have based your premise on an illusion. If so, you have to move that illusion over in order to make room for who you really are, or whatever it is that's going to be harvested. You will really be working with this and also making room for the new level of understanding that has been working and energizing and building up. You may be able to ignore a little seed, my friends, but if it grows up to be a 10-foot tall plant, then it's going to get your attention. If you decide that plant is who you are, then you have got to look at who you thought you were and perhaps release some of the misperception that was there. It is going to be a time of deep releasing in many ways. Think about corn. What do you do when you take it out of its husk? In a sense, you take it out of what it's been limited by. It may have been supported by it while it grew up, but now it's outgrown that husk. Harvesting has to do with this same concept. Moving on from a brief overview of a harvest, now I would like to give a brief overview of the Dark Brotherhood. Now, there are many ways of looking at the Dark Brotherhood. There are beings that have closed their hearts, and certainly they have created some sort of organization. I would say they have done it very effectively because they do not integrate very well. That is part of not being open in the heart area. Certainly, there is a process of assimilation going upon the earth now, and there are choices being made. There are beings that are opposed to change because it serves them very well to be powerful in the earth as it has been or as it is now. There is a resistance which sometimes comes up. If you can conceive of perhaps 100,000 cosmic walk-ins, then the Dark Brotherhood will be nothing more than like blowing out a candle. Think about this, because it is a much stronger planet now than you know. And certainly, there are going to be those who do not always agree with the plan and who try to create their own plan. This becomes less and less of a problem as time goes on. Some of you may be wondering if the cosmic walk-in draws in all the potentiality or all the different perspectives. How long will it take in sequential time? The answer is, as long as it needs to take, because it is much beyond this physical body's usage. You are beginning a process that will end when you have evolved beyond the galactic level. Then, you will be on another level. So, we are really energizing in first grade, what you will complete when you graduate from college.